following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the different Eureka makes them beat it right along.
So, yes, and as far as your cruise, just realize that it's very important on a ship, regardless of how large it is, that weight be balanced at all times. So get to know the fat ass's movements and make sure you get 100 or 2 people to, like, if he's going to the port side, you all go to the starboard side. Otherwise, that sucker's capsizing. And it will float, it being the fat ass, because grease floats, you know, grease floats on top of water, but everything else will sink. So just be sure that you make sure where it's at and you go to the opposite end of the boat, and that will keep everything balanced. But you need about 100 people to balance the girth. As far as the Lovey, on a confined ship, the smell is just going to be, I feel so bad for you, Lovey. Let's do this.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That sucker's capsizing.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 821 of the BFO for Thursday, the 24th of March, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Let's see here. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, it is the last day before the holiday begins for Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, that's lovely. Just lovely. I know you're excited. You've had such a lovely countdown for all of this. But y'all, I'm going to tell you something. As of right this second, hadn't packed the first thing. Hadn't even gotten the suitcase out of the closet yet. No, Big Fatty. You're just going to throw some shit in there and go. And y'all, it's true. Y'all had a Twitter message from Miss Kitty. And she goes, oh, Big Fatty, I'm going to have to get me a new smaller valise because the one I have, I don't have enough stuff in it. I said, put a pillow in there. And he went, thank you for calling. And y'all, I think that's probably what he's going to do. Because y'all, he's got the giant valise and, you know, you don't want to go out and buy a new piece of luggage. But, you know, Miss Kitty travels light. Anyway, y'all, you heard at the, well, I tell you what, let's just do this.
It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, on the Twitter today, that Joey Buttafuoco from the Cocktails and Cream Puffs, he was departing on hump day, heading down to San Juan. Y'all, he is heading down to Mexico early, prior to us boating the ship. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
I have got restless arm syndrome.
Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, just ugly. But y'all, he was giving Joey Bukkake some helpful information about handling the distribution of weight on the cruise. And y'all, if anybody knows about the distribution of weight, it is the Sea Hag, that is for sure. But anyway, y'all, just ugly. But y'all, there is some truth to the smell because, you know, Big Fatty has been a little gassy here lately. And y'all, about the only last detail on the cruise that I haven't heard is if Miss Wes is going to dress up in his seagull costume and get caught up in the draperies in the stateroom.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too?
too much, Baker.
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, today's Axe Big Fatty comes to us from the Laughing Buddha, and y'all, the Laughing Buddha says, hey, Big Fatty, here is an Axe Big Fatty question. What kind of hat or accessories go with a sphincter purse? P.S. I listened to your little show today because the sea hag was bleeding all over the place. Love you, Laughing Buddha. Well, you know, the sphincter purse is best accessorized. Well, let's just think about this now, y'all. We heard that those doggy diapers are not worth a tinker's damn. And you know, Big Fatty does not care for the underpants. Although y'all, I have run it by Miss Kitty that I will be taking extra underpants on the cruise because y'all, I usually shot myself at some point during during a vacation with Miss Kitty. I would say probably dark clothes probably go best with a sphincter purse. Because y'all, and especially dark brown, because y'all, that way if you have a little accident, you don't, nobody knows but you, and y'all, that goes along with wearing the dark clothes in case you moisten yourself, you know, it's nobody knows except you, it's kind of like working at the coal mine, yes!
But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, fat one. It is Tim giving you a call because I heard you gave me a shout out on your little show. Because I was a month behind on your show, but I've since gotten caught up, and I'm only 3 episodes behind. But now I have to get caught up on the Sea Hag. So, you know, Auntie Vera. So I hope you play the music. But, so I'm getting caught up because I'm a month behind on her now. Oops. So, but I was giving you a call about the quiz program, since that's what I heard you give me a shout out for. And the Kirstie Alley on the Dancing with the Stars. She didn't suck. What's up with that? I was fully expecting her to suck and be voted off. She was actually good. So I guess that's true that everything fat is not necessarily bad. So, who knew? So I guess she'll be around for a while. So it's a little known cast, but they seem really good this season. So we'll see what happens. So who knew Kirstie Alley could dance? Wow. So give me your call. Enjoy your little cruise and try not to fall overboard. So and just enjoy. So I guess that's it. So I will talk to you later. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the terminally single Tim, and he is from the Hatlanta area. And y'all, he's exactly right. We talked about the quiz programs, and that Kirstie Alley was not nearly. Y'all, she was as fat as everyone expected, but she was much lighter in her loafers. than anyone ever thought. Yes, Big Fatty. By the way, y'all, in case y'all don't understand what the Axe Big Fatty thing was about, y'all. The title of one of the shows this week was Sphincter Piercing, and I mean that's where the Laughing Buddha got the name. Big Fatty, please, it's no good when you have to explain it, y'all. Before I go to the next call, I'm gonna read from the bacon calendar. Michael from Now and Again says something is amiss. I don't smell bacon. Now, isn't there a law in the state of New York where it can't be called brofkus unless there's bacon or sausage or some sort of fried meat? Yes, Big Fatty, I believe it. That is the Big Fatty law. Yes!
Big Fatty, this is Brother Santis, and I've been hearing you ask people to give you a call, so I thought I'd give you a call and tell you what's happening in my life. So, Jeremiah, you need to call Big Fatty. You're a lot better at this than I am. Talk to you later. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is Brother Sinanus from out there in the Denver, Colorado's area. Dear Gussie, Big Fatty. And y'all, it sounds like he is having an exciting life. Y'all, did I hear or did I see that Brother Sinanus in the Denver area was getting some snowfall again, y'all? I tell you, this weather is crazy. And y'all, it was 88 degrees here on Tuesday. Y'all set a new record high here in the Charleston area. And later tonight, Thursday night, it's supposed to be back into the 40s again. So, y'all, it's just crazy. Everybody's going to be sick. Everybody's going to be sick. So, anyway, and y'all, speaking of sick.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Kathy. I just wanted to let you know that you were not the lucky winner. And you don't have to play this on the show.
Yeah, I gotta see, y'all, that is Miss Kathy Bacon. And y'all, now she did say, I don't have to play this on the show, as opposed to, please don't play this on the show. So, y'all, I'm going to play it on the show. Yes, McFatty!
You were not the lucky winner of the pocket dial this morning. It was my son. And here's the story. And you don't have to play this on the show. So, here's the story. I'm getting off the elevator, and my office is just a jaunt down the hallway or whatever and around the corner from the elevator. And my phone is ringing in my pocket. So I didn't answer it, and I had my hands full, and I get in my little closet, and I sit down, and I look at my phone. It was my mother. Well, I had two uncles who were put in the hospital, and so I thought maybe she was calling to tell me something about them. So I called her back. Well, when I called her back, she said, well, you called me. I said, well, no, I didn't. And she said, well, you sure did. And I said, well, I didn't. Did I say anything? And she said, no. And I said, well, okay, then you should have figured it was a pocket dial and hung up. And she said, well, you should push the button so that you can't pocket dial. And I said, or I could just go to my mailbox or to my, what do you call it, my people where you have their, my address book, whatever it's called, and I can just remove you from it. See, then I would never pocket dial her again. But anyway, I have the crankiest mother in town, so... All right. Well, you weren't the winner. It was somebody else. So, goodbye.
Now, y'all, the reason I decided to go ahead and play that, y'all, did she not say that her son was the winner of the pocket dial? And then she went into this story about her mother calling her saying that she had pocket dialed her. Y'all, I'm telling you. I forgot the
best part of the story because I'm such a horrible storyteller. Anyway, the next morning, so... When my mom had called me, that afternoon was when I had talked to Larry on the phone. So the next morning, I pocket dialed him. See, that was the best part of the story. That finished the story. But I'm such a horrible storyteller, and I lose my words. And it must just be the ravages of age. All right, go ahead. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the second part of that story makes even less sense because it was the day after she talked to her mother. She pocket dialed Larry Vader, and y'all, isn't a bit of that makes any sense to me. But that's okay. That is A-okay with Big Fatty because y'all, Miss Kathy Bacon called the fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, we love it when she called. Y'all, I can't believe that no one called to offer some sort of a comment about the rapture and Big Fatty being in the Walnut Hills. Y'all just can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Y'all, speaking of Walnut Hills, y'all, did you read that Gilbert Gottlieb had been fired as the Aflac duck? And y'all, so there's voice actor work to be had. And y'all, I read in the paper today they were opening it up. Y'all, I have a feeling that Ted Williams is probably going to get it. And the golden... But y'all, I'm afraid that Mr. Ted Williams may have met his match, y'all, because it is my understanding that, and y'all, I'm gonna do a little test here. I'm just gonna see if saying this name has the same effect on me. Okay, all right, here we go. Arlo Munson. Okay, well, anyway, I understand that Arlo Munson may be attempting to move in and take over that Gilbert Gottlieb's job as the Aflac duck. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of the Aflac duck, I had a post on the BFO, and y'all, I was a little worried when I first read it, because I had to reread it twice, y'all, because it's the ravages of age, y'all, I'm telling you. But y'all, my straight boyfriend, straight Bob, down there in the future, y'all, he posted something. Well, it's real interesting. You haven't mentioned the N-word lately. And I went, oh. And y'all, then he splained himself. And by the N-word, of course, only straight Bob would mean not. And y'all, there you have it. Because when y'all, quite frankly, I have met my match when it comes to not. Because y'all, he has turned his interest from Big Fatty, y'all. The straight boyfriend from the UCK has refocused, y'all. But y'all, well, I think we're keeping it in the family. I don't know for sure, but it appears that there, because y'all, I heard on my youngest daughter's show that she had a special little hootenanny hootie hootie hoo back. Big Fatty, just let's try it again, Big Fatty. Arlo Munson. Okay, nothing. Evidently, you know, I don't know. Now, y'all, I have been in conversations with Stephen the UCK, y'all, and y'all, that can only mean one thing. And y'all, I will give you two words to describe the conversation between Big Fatty and Stephen the UCK, and those are creative juices. And y'all, they are beginning to flow. That's all I'm gonna say is, y'all, that is a Coca-Cola. No, that's a Pepsi-Cola. And a bag of some roasted in-the-shell peanuts and a hot dog. Y'all, right after leaving the right after leaving the coal mine today, went to a coal miner event, and I had me some Pepsi-Cola and some in-the-shell peanuts and a hot dog. Y'all, none of it was very good, and it's giving me indigestion, and I'll probably have the diverticulitis from it. But anyway... So, y'all, something tells me I better get my ass in gear and start packing a little bit for the cruise, because y'all, quite frankly, all I need is a passport and an American Express card, you know, that's really all you need, y'all. Y'all, let's do it. Let's give it one more time now. Let's just test it one more time. All right. All right. Here we go. Arlo Munson.
That sucker's capsizing.
Oh, dear gussie! Well, going better than it, yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.